I run a clean cafe, Marvin Carroll told state representatives on the House Policy Committee. He told lawmakers if they approved this measure, it would regulate the storefronts out of business and destroy thousands of jobs.
I need my job. I need you to help me keep it.
That applause came from dozens of other internet cafe supporters. Ohio's attorney general and other law enforcers have charged the storefronts are basically selling illegal gambling that's not authorized by state law or the state constitution. But the co-owner of a cafe, Jim Del Torto, said no. They're simply alcohol-free, intimate, low-key places where senior citizens can enjoy themselves. He said his cafe is a family atmosphere, especially on Sundays.
My sister, myself, and our staff recreate our childhood Sundays with the real stuff. Wedding soup, homemade ravioli, pasta, meatballs, sausage, peppers, garlic bread, so on. This not only is well received, but fuels our family atmosphere by celebrating all family occasions, birthdays, graduations, anniversaries, retirements, etc., all on us. My point here is that we have created an atmosphere that people admit they can't get anywhere else.
The sweepstakes store has got support from an unlikely group, Ohio's Tea Party. It had opposed the ballot issue legalizing four major gambling casinos, but here was Portage County Tea Party leader Tom Zawistowski praising the internet cafes for pushing positive principles.
Capitalism and free enterprise, you know, entrepreneurship, we think those are the characteristics that made our nation great.
Still, the questions from lawmakers on the panel had an edge to them and hinted several legislators aren't particularly fans of the storefronts. When a lobbyist for some of the stores, Luther Liggett, contended they're not illegal and they're simply selling sweepstakes, just like McDonald's and other big companies offer, he was pressed by State Representative Mike Curtin. He wanted to know, why is it that
the law enforcement organizations in Ohio, as you know, are near unanimous that many, not all certainly, but many, many of the 800-plus internet cafes in Ohio are rife with criminal activity.
Well, I can't explain. I wouldn't begin to explain to you the nature of politics, but that's what this is about, obviously. If, in fact, a law enforcement officer comes up to you and says, there's crime going on in the room next door, it's a terrible thing, wouldn't the first thing you say to that person is, well, why don't you go arrest them? If they are so confident that there's criminal activity going on, why aren't they out there doing their duty? The fact is, there isn't any criminal activity going on.
Liggett repeated the industry mantra, regulate us, fine. We'll accept criminal background checks, perhaps even a special tax, but don't regulate us out of business. Outside the committee hearing room, the president of the Columbus NAACP had a different view. Noel Williams criticized the cafes and sweepstakes stores as financial opportunists.
They're littering the urban community where many of the minority citizens reside, where many elderly citizens reside, and they're preying on them.
You're basically saying these customers don't know what's in their own self-interest.
Well, what I'm saying is these customers can find a better use of their money. Really, we have no idea what's going on with these parlors. There are more of these parlors than there are McDonald's.
Others supporting this crackdown bill include Ohio police, sheriffs, the Building and Construction Trades Council, and many churches. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.